You're listening to What's Happening here on WMFO Medford.
91.5 FM, WMFO.org. How are we doing, Aaron?
Okay, I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
I'm Tia Behem.
I'm Maverick.
And I'm Tanya Venom.
And we are Flight of Fire.
Let's try that again.
All right.
I am Tia Mayhem.
I'm Maverick.
And I am Tanya Venom.
And we are still
Flight of Fire.
Whoa, I wasn't expecting that. That's good.
Get that twin stereo.
Talk about reverb, you know?
Oh, yeah. Manual chorus effect. That's good.
Well, welcome.
Thanks for having us. Okay, we'll do it again.
Absolutely. In harmony. They're going to bust in acapella.
We could.
We do
that.
Don't
tempt us.
Please. So, welcome, and I apologize, but we must eliminate the noise.
Oh, that's important.
Okay. Ooh.
I can now hear.
Blessed silence.
Yes. So, tell us about each one of you and your
life story and stuff.
Yeah, basically,
like that.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm Maverick. I'm the lead singer, play rhythm guitar for Flight of Fire.
I'm Tanya Benham. I play lead guitar and backup vocals. And this is my twin sister over here.
I'm Tia. I'm her twin.
Two minutes older.
And I play bass and sing backup vocals. And occasionally twin drum with Tanya.
That's true. They do that.
We play drums together every so often.
It's pretty spectacular.
Thank you. Thanks. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun.
It's very fun.
Yeah. And I know we've got a live cast, right?
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Hello.
You guys are awesome.
Wow, 19 people. I feel
Yay.
Sweet.
Yay.
Hey, Paul.
So, but growing up, listening to music, what did you listen to? Who did you listen to? Who were you influenced by? And what brought you into wanting to be musicians and artists?
Good questions. Twins want to take that first?
All right. So, when we were young, my sister and I, we would listen to the pop stations or whatever, and as we got older, they got worse. The rock sort of left the scene, and we were kind of lost. We didn't really have something to cling on to. We haven't really found ourselves yet. When we were 13, I had this weird, like, fateful moment in the car. We both remember this random day.
It was so random.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, we should learn, like, guitar and bass. Well, I was like, we should learn a more modern instrument so we could play songs on the radio, even though at the time, like, hardly any of the songs we were playing on the radio even had guitars in it. So at this time, we were playing flute and bass clarinet in high school or middle school and elementary school band. And I just wanted to, like, play more modern music. She was like, sure. So our parents said, if you, take lessons, we'll buy instruments and all that. So
good job, parents.
Yeah. And after that, we, like, delved deep into classic rock. Our teachers got us really into Led Zeppelin and Rush, and our mom was super into Journey. And so we finally, like, listened to all the classic rock, and it changed our life. That was, like, our new identity. And
yeah, it's like we never knew it was out there.
But you connected with your mother that way too, which is unusual because, you know, we don't always agree with what our parents listen to, and they definitely don't agree with what we listen to.
Yeah, we got lucky to have some rocker family members.
Yeah, and after that, we joined a band with these two women, Gloria and Janine, and had our first all-female rock band. We did classic rock covers in bars all over Detroit since we were 16, and after that, we realized that music was what we wanted to do. For real. So we went to Berklee College of Music and we met this girl.
That's me. I grew up mostly listening to a lot of folk. Like, we didn't have a lot of music in my house, but for some reason my parents had all the, like, Paul Simon, Simon and Garfunkel songs, and that's where a lot of our, like, tons of vocal harmony influences come from, is from that, you know, connection I still have to, you know, 60s folk there. And then when I got older, again, very similar to the twins, you know, I started getting really into classic rock and Queen and, you know, Boston and everything, started realizing how much passion is there, and I just had to grab onto that. So I went to Berklee to study singing and found these girls, and we've been stalking each other ever since.
What about the name?
Flight of Fire.
Name.
Well, okay. The most important part
is that it happened at Wendy's.
It happened at Wendy's.
The Wendy's.
On Mass Ave.
Across from Berkeley.
This is not actually important. I just make fun of them for always mentioning it was in Wendy's.
It was after we had gone to a Berkeley calf show. Any of you Berkeley kids remember those in the dingy, dark Berkeley basement?
No cell phone reception.
Before they got the fancy new building.
We had it rough, man.
We couldn't use our cell phones at lunch.
I have the same problem when I'm doing my show over at WMWM. I have
See, you know what it's like.
Reception? Reception is what we get from our listeners for our great guests.
Good point.
That's nice.
And how are we? What are we up to right now in great watchers?
What are we up to? I don't know.
I can't see that far away.
20
watchers
20
now.
Amazing viewers. Yep. Anyway, the band name.
Right, the band name. It comes down to this. We're a bunch of geeks, the three of us. We bonded a lot over liking lists of things and other OCD things like that.
Yes.
And so when we were going to make our band name, we decided to each make a list privately of, like, power words that spoke to us. Ooh. And then when we put them together, we circled all the ones we had in common. And then we started making random band names out of them. And then we did an anonymous vote for the biggest one. And we all voted for Flight of Fire. That's exactly how geeky the band name came from. But then we
realized... We were a democratic band.
Very democratic. We realized after we chose the name that it had a lot of amazing imagery in it. Mostly for the Phoenix, which has become our mascot since then. And a lot of the, you know... thematic elements of the Phoenix have been worked into our songs and the concept album we just put out in October.
Yeah, we've been through a lot of things as a band that really emulates the Phoenix, you know, dying and turning into ash and then being reborn.
That's the Phoenix,
stronger.
Not us.
Yeah.
We've all many times died and been turned into ash,
beat
like
down
every day.
Had to restart. We've restarted many times and we are stronger every time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We didn't like plan that. It just kind of happened.
Yes.
So
you guys,
it really worked out.
You ladies, what you did is you brought the Phoenix back to Boston.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
That's true.
So,
thanks for that.
So now it's the real Boston Phoenix.
Yeah,
that's right.
We are now the Boston Phoenix. Happy to have the title. It's good.
I can't go wrong because it's going to live on forever.
That's a good one.
In your music, so...
We
Let's
are eternal.
So, when you write,
how does it happen?
How does it happen? I mean, because you know you're in Wendy's creating the band.
It was one time.
So, I mean, are you, you know, each separately putting things together? Are you doing it? You know, sitting down in your room? Are you out sitting on the Charles? I mean, what inspires you? And
all three of us write.
Yeah,
which is cool. It definitely is part of the reason we have such a broad sound.
Right.
We have like three different influences coming together.
Mm-hmm.
We have a kind of similar writing style where we'll write the melody and the lyrics with the guitar, mm-hmm, or the piano or whatever, and like write a song through there, bring it to the group, and then Tia will help with the arranging,
yep,
and, you know, the bass and the grooves. And Tia actually writes a lot of her stuff in a different way where she, like, sequences in this entire amazing drum
really
track,
yeah,
bass, the guitar, everything, and then she brings it to us.
Yeah,
and
she doesn't
like
show us anything unless it has, like, a fully sequenced drum track.
Yeah.
Like, in Pro Tools, sequencing every little aspect. And then a lot of it changes because, you know, Tanya will write, like, her own solo and melodies, and Maverick will change the melody to make it make a lot more sense. And, like, change the words a bit, and like
Maverick will write awesome harmonies.
Like, yeah, she always writes harmonies that are like really great for us to do. And
yeah,
so we kind of have different styles.
It is collaborative, but we do come up with our songs ourselves when they're at about, you know, 70-90% completion. We bring them to the band and we all put our, mm-hmm, little Flight of Fire magic in, pretty much. Yeah,
and then the Flight of Fire sound is born.
And what's great is that, you know, you have these great mentors of, you know, the 50s and 60s, mm-hmm, and, you know, Simon and Garfunkel and otherwise, and it's great, you know, and, you know, bringing it, because you said you grew up in Detroit?
Yes.
The twins did.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know it was going to be the Twin Cities, but I guess Detroit became the Twin Cities.
Just a stone's throw away, really.
And did you grow up in Mass?
I grew up in California.
California.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah. But I really, really love Massachusetts. Like, I do miss the beaches sometimes, but in California.
Well, our beaches aren't bad either, though.
Yeah, there's something really special about, you know, the East Coast and specifically Boston. I've totally fallen in love with Boston, so I like it a lot.
And if it wasn't for Boston and Berkeley,
we would never have met.
Not be.
It's kind of a scary thought.
I know. Let's not think about that.
Yeah,
we've dabbled.
Because you might have gone to see the other Berkeley, but that's a little different.
Yeah. Oh man, I didn't get into that one.
No, you got into the good one.
Yes.
Back in Michigan, when we told everyone we got into Berkeley, they're like, "Holy, you're gonna love the weather there." We're like,
"Wrong, Berkeley.
I guess. Yeah. It'll be the same, but okay."
Yeah. We got a question on our live feed. When is the next album from Elise?
Ah.
And we just put out an album called Path of Phoenix in October. And we had a Kickstarter campaign for it to raise money to make it the best album it could be. And thank you to all our Kickstarter backers.
I'm still amazed at all the support we had on our Kickstarter. Like,
we got a lot of support.
Blew us away, so.
Yeah, it was amazing. And so we put like all our everything into this album so that it can last us as long as we need it to, till we find the right representation.
Right.
Or whoever's going to help us make the next one. So that is up in the air. But with our current planned singles, we'll be on the way sometime.
Singles, maybe a few song EP, something to
definitely
keep the ball rolling.
Videos.
Yeah, we've got new songs coming already, so there will be new music.
Well, the best part of that is you bring it to me, and we'll play it.
Yeah.
Awesome. You guys rock.
Our manager, Liz Borden, just joined.
Hi, Liz.
If people don't know who that is, Lizzie from Lizzie Borden, the Accents, a long-established Boston act who kind of kicked the door in for a lot of you young ladies.
Yeah, that's right.
And we are so lucky to have her on our side.
I know. She was out there in the front lines back in the 70s, so we tip our hat to her.
Absolutely. She's told us some crazy stories about what went on back then, and like, things are still tough, but they're a heck of a lot better than they used to be, thanks to people like her.
Yeah, she was a pioneer in all that. And
when we tell her our stories of, like, you know, aspects of sexism that we've met, she's like, honey, let me tell you how it really, you know. Like, like, you know what? That makes us feel better. At least it's not the 80s.
Yeah.
Let her know. She's got an open invitation to WMWM and here on what's happening at WMFO.
Awesome. You hear that?
Oh, she says 80s, not 70s.
Okay. She's like, come on now.
That was me. My mind was fogged.
So, I mean,
she's only 25, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
And how many times beyond 25 are you, Mike?
Many times. As the old joke says, you have to cut my arm and count the rings.
Sounds really brutal. We should write a song about that.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
Call it
pretty metal.
Rings of Medford.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's got a nice ring to it.
I saw the rings of Medford. I saw it with my eyes.
All right, you heard it first.
We're going to stop rambling.
WMFO.
There has to be pizza involved. I see. My Last Gamble, there's a great video for that.
Yeah.
Yes, go on our YouTube. We have tons of videos up there. Check out My Last Gamble. It was filmed by Andy Henson.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a really great job with it.
And it was nominated for Worcester Music Award for Best New Music Video.
Excellent.
Yeah. It takes place on Plum Island right here in beautiful Mass.
Oh, that's a great place. Mm-hmm. Great place. I do a lot of birding up there.
Oh, that's a wonderful place.
And it's just... Yeah, but was it done in the winter? Because it's the only time you can get up there and find parking.
It was spring or something.
It was summer.
Yeah, it was like...
I got a sunburn that day.
Oh, right. It might have been early September.
I wore sunscreen. Yeah, it was really hot. We were boiling to death.
Yeah, actually, it was really hot. So.
But we had a great time.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's cool. You can see our featured twin drumming abilities live in action. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe it, you can come to a show and see it there.
See it in real life.
It's real.
There's no edit. Like, there's no secret editing. It's real.
And Facebook and webpage.
We are obsessed with Facebook. We post everything on there. We're all over Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. We post some cool photos. Mm. Twitter. tweet at us.
All the social medias, we have them.
We have them. Flight of Fire, anything, find it.
We're except there. Twitter, we're flight underscore of underscore fire. Because someone else took Flight of Fire. It's okay, though.
And where can they get the album?
So you can get them. So CD Baby's our digital distributors, and you can also get it on Amazon, iTunes, you know, anywhere. Zune, if that still exists, I'm not sure.
And the best place they can get it is at one of your shows.
Come to a show.
Yep, we'll autograph it for you if you, you know, think that we're actually cool, you know, and you can get a real copy. And there's a lot of amazing art in there. Our artist, Lucas Seven, made a series of tarot cards, one for each song, all wrapped up in the concept album. It's really gorgeous. So if you can get a physical copy, we definitely recommend it.
Highly recommend it.
Why don't we play one of your tunes?
Great idea.
All right.
Let's go right to the music.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee, and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
Hey, guys. I'm Tia.
I'm Maverick.
And I'm Tanya Venom.
And we are
Flight of Fire.
That was a great song.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
That song has actually been through a lot of developmental changes over the years.
It's a good example about the songwriting things. That's Tanya's song.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote, some percentage of it, brought it to us. You know, I added the harmonies in. We all worked together on that bridge.
Yep.
And then it developed into this, everybody switches instruments and the twins go crazy on the drums
that
thing.
That didn't even used to be a thing.
Yeah, it kept changing over time.
First played it live. There's so many videos of us playing this live on YouTube. You can, live timeline the song. It's pretty freaky. All the way from the beginning, before phone demo of the verses and choruses.
Oh, yeah. That was interesting.
That one's not in the public, though.
Nobody gets to hear that.
You have to be really good friends with us to hear that.
Really good.
So, as we're talking off air, you won Best Band?
In Massachusetts.
We did. It was quite an honor.
Yeah.
The New England Music Awards, Best Band in Massachusetts. It just feels really, really awesome.
It's kind of an awesome thing. It's like people care or something.
Well, because it's voted by the fans.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really cool. You know, when you have it and it's just voted by other musicians, you don't get the full impact of, and when it's the fans.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks.
About the New England Music Awards is that they, you know, the nominations are done by the committee of, Boston industry people.
Which is good.
Yeah, and which is good. And then, the fans decide who wins out of that group. And, we owe so much to the people who support us. It's really humbling when they, really come out for us. Thank you.
Our fans have come through for us multiple times with voting for us for many things.
I feel bad for them. We're like, vote for this, vote for that.
And they continue to support us. It's kind of amazing. Yeah. You guys make us feel so loved.
Yeah, thank you.
But if you weren't that amazing yourself.
Aww.
So with that, that's why really they're there, nice. And that's why they're supporting you, and that's
Thanks,
why they're
guys.
Following you.
Thanks, man.
I would like to believe that is true. Thank you.
That's really no, nice. Mike's been stuffing the ballot box.
Either way.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And what else is going on in your lives?
We have a lot of shows coming up.
Yes, quite a bit in August and September. We're about to go to Michigan next week to run a youth rock camp called Rock the Citadel in Port Huron. It's going to be sweet. We're going to be teaching young kids how to play, how to rock, how to write a song. And when we come back in August, we've got some gigs coming up.
On August 12th, we're going to be at Mix 360 in Malden, and that's going to be a really awesome show because we're with two really amazing tribute bands, and then we're going to be closing out the night as an original band, which is funny, but it should be really awesome. So if you live around here,
Yeah, it's not so far.
Route 99 in Malden.
Yeah,
Route
totally.
99 in Malden. Check it out.
And then we're going to be... And then we're going to be in Natick at Rock Off Main Street on August 25th. And then on the 26th, we're going to be in Acton, Maine at the Iron Tail Saloon. And then on the 27th, we're going to be at the West Sumner Music Festival, also in Maine.
It's going to be like a Maine weekend. So Maine people, this is your chance.
It'll
be our first time playing in Maine. So
yeah, and we're doing it 2 days in a row. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Nice place to get some seafood too. So that won't hurt either.
Okay.
If any of us like seafood, that would
salmon.
Be so useful.
We all like salmon.
Well, they also blueberries.
And rice.
Oh, blueberries.
Ooh.
We can get behind that.
Yeah.
Salmon and blueberries.
Maybe we'll go to the beach and fish something up.
Like blueberries.
So as you were putting things together, did you go out to open mics? Did you pop in different places, or being at Berkeley, did you
Well, yeah. I mean, our getting started gigs, because we had the privilege of, you know, the resources of Berklee, were like Berklee recitals. So those were our testing gigs.
Our first show ever was labeled Tia Dimachowski's Recital.
Yeah.
That was our first real gig.
We had to give them a program of all the songs and everything. It was so Berklee.
Yeah, it was really funny. Yeah.
So we did two of those, and then our first city gig was at the Middle East. And that was... I was so terrified. I'm such a different performer now. I've grown so much since
our makeup was very glam.
Yeah.
We had, like,
what we were doing.
So much eye glitter. And
I was wearing like a flannel shirt.
We didn't really know how to be cool yet.
And of course, when you go, you're going to the camp to teach the students, you're bringing plenty of these.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. A whole fresh box.
It's going to be a really great camp. If anyone is miraculously listening from the Port Huron area in Michigan,
sign up your kid.
Yeah, it's a really awesome camp. We designed the curriculum ourselves based off of some of the more successful rock camps around the country, and it's going to be really fun. So.
And how do your friends back home enjoy your music?
I think they're into it. I think they like it. We love visiting our friends when we go back. We have like a totally different life here than we did there, so it's kind of weird combining the two. But like, it's really awesome. They're good. They're supportive. They're awesome. And they love the music. They came out to our album release show when we played it there, and it was funny because there was a ton of like super metal bands that might have freaked them out.
Yeah, we were opening for Ailstorm.
Yeah, which was awesome.
Pirate metal band. And we're big fans of them. And that was our release show, was opening for Ailstorm. So that was pretty cool. And the twins have such a supportive family.
Yeah,
like
everyone came out. They always come out, no matter who we're playing with, no matter how weird it is for them. They love it.
Even if it's pirate metal, they show up.
And what about back home in California?
Well, my remaining family is just me and my sister and my brother, and we're basically all in Boston. So we go back occasionally to LA just to do gigs and stuff.
But saying your friends out there, you know, you must.
Oh yeah, I don't really talk to them actually.
Well, you know what? I'll mail them
unsolicited copies.
Yeah, you know.
Sure, they won't mind.
Totally.
Surprise copies, hey?
Yeah.
Look what I just got in the mail.
What the heck is this?
They'd be happy to get a random album.
Get a random album that you've each signed, mm-hmm. and that way...
That way they really won't think I'm fooling myself.
That'd be awesome.
You just have to send the... copy of the original Berklee program that you had to submit.
Oh my gosh.
That would be cool.
That would be
if we had
that.
You know, and say, you know.
Put that in the Pfaff Museum.
That'll be, in the Pfaff Hall of Fame. That little pamphlet thing will be up there behind the glass.
It is really nice when we get to go back to California. I think last year we did the Sunset Strip Marathon we played for. It was like some random contest. And this year we just confirmed this, but we are going to play at a music conference in LA called U-Bloom, and they asked us to come perform, and so that's going to be really cool. It's like a industry conference type of thing. So.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
We're super excited.
That's really, really cool, and of course, everybody who's there has to...
That's right.
In order to walk into the conference, you must buy...
This is great. Next time I'm thinking about self, you know, promotion, I'm going to picture you holding up that CD and like, give it to everyone.
Bye, bye.
Yes. You know.
So, Rockstar Life, who is the person who is the rock star?
It is all of us. It was actually based on a true story about us. I lived in California for a year. LOL. It was awesome. Anyway. So, while I was there.
Left of La Brea?
Left? Yes. It was Long Beach, to be exact.
Okay, left of Long Beach. It still works with the LOL.
There you go.
There you go.
She just got it, yes.
I just got it. It clicked. So, anyway, we did this tour back in Boston, and it was Boston, New York, Detroit, all those places. And so I flew back out, and it was really awesome tour. And there was one part of the tour where we had a show in New York, and then the next day, we had a show in Boston.
And we were running really late.
We were too tired to drive back the night of the show in New York. So we slept and woke up and, like, rushed off driving down the road super fast. We were changing in the car, just like the song says, putting on lipstick and makeup. And we like took turns driving so the rest of us could change in the back. Yeah,
we'd like pull over on the freeway and like switch.
Yep. We rolled up just in time for our set.
We literally walked up on stage and played our set.
We like being there from the beginning to see all the bands, but we just had no choice.
That day,
so
we didn't get to do it.
It was so fun and it was so invigorating. And the whole tour was like, this is our life and this is awesome. And I wouldn't change it for anything.
Yeah, it's basically like, you know, when, you know, I mean, rock music, it's tough these days, and you know, it's tough to be a band these days, and you know, the song Rockstar Life comes from this sort of like hilarious, awkward, ironic place where we're like, yeah, Rockstar Life, and we're describing all these like stupid situations we keep being put in,
like how everything. We're poor and we're struggling,
but yeah,
that's
really
kind
not
of
normal.
The Rockstar Life.
Yeah, so it's meant to be a little bit amusing,
tongue-in-cheek a bit.
Yeah,
why don't we go to it?
All right.
Enjoy.
The Rockstar Life, and we've been paying our dues, paying our dues.
Welcome back to the Rockstar Life here on What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
I'm Tia.
I'm Maverick.
And I'm Tanya.
And we are
Flight of Fire.
We're doing it every time now.
This is my good side because my dimple is here.
So, how many people do you have coming to your great event and educational interlude into Michigan?
Oh, the camp.
The camp.
I think it's going to be a surprise for us.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise. We don't know how many bands we're going to form. Somewhere between, you know, like 3 and 5 bands of kids. It's going to be really fun. We've done, the three of us have done volunteer work with Girls Rock Camp Boston and Ladies Rock Camp Boston. And they, I mean, both of those, it's just amazing institutions. And so we got a lot of inspiration from there, being band coaches and teaching instruments and stuff. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, we had, at WM, we had Thrust Club in.
Oh, cool.
And they were really, really good. And
that's awesome.
Speaking of putting together a band from Bandcamp.
Yeah. You know,
People actually continue with those bands. There's still some bands from the Ladies Rock Camp that I see from our, like, our little group. It's so cool.
It's really cool.
It's so inspiring. And we're definitely going to take what we learned from there and kind of model the camp after that, so it's pretty cool. It's a great setup.
Speaking of that, thoughts, suggestions for up-and-coming bands, up-and-coming women's bands, thought on, you know, what to do, what not to do, and is it cool and all right for them to text you questions on Facebook? So please...
Yeah, no, we want to, I mean, a lot, okay, so the all-female thing wasn't necessarily intentional for us. You know, I met these twins and I was like, hell yes, and they were like, hell yes, and everything. So we've been playing together for all this time. But as we've been an all-female band for a large portions of our activeness, and we feel like we've seen a certain perspective of the industry that other people might not see throughout that. But, you know, I guess we've done pretty well for ourselves. So yeah, if any like female musicians or anyone wants to, you know, send us a message on Facebook or an email, and we would be happy to help, because it's just, we've seen so much, you know, potential and amazing inspiration from, you know, female musicians. And, you know, if we can make an impact for anyone's, you know, lives or careers, that would be amazing. It's great when we inspire women, you know, like we, usually at one of our at our shows, like, we have at least one woman who comes up to us and is like, oh my God, like, I've never seen girls that like rock that hard before. It made me, like, you know, feel like, you know, inspired and stuff. I'm saying this really stupidly, but point is, that's like our favorite thing in the world is when we hear that.
I passed your CD on to Marian Farrow from Rock Under the Radar.
Awesome. Thanks.
And she said those exact words. She loves that you guys rock hard.
That's so cool. Awesome. Yeah, it's like, it's a big goal for us to be like strong female role models for other women out there, just like breaking into music, breaking into rock, breaking into whatever they want to do, you know?
It's
like
a really tough
whatever
world.
They want to do. For women, especially in the rock and roll industry, and we need to stick together, and we need to support each other.
Yep. And if anyone wants to take a hammer to any kind of glass ceiling, we will help you lift it if you need it.
Well, now it's laser, so it's easier.
Right. We got lasers coming out of our eyes.
Yeah.
Glass ceiling is down.
That's actually the cover for your next album.
Laser eyes.
You know, with the glass ceiling.
Oh yeah,
it'd be
idea.
Really cool. It'd be a great video too.
Actually, our first album was called Shatter the Sky, and it has like the phoenix busting into this glass sky, and I never thought about that.
But that'd be a great way to go back, even though you've got the second one out, and do a video of that in some way, somehow, with the laser coming out of your eyes. But also, the way I see it, even if you, for some way reason. Somehow, you don't end up playing an instrument. Writing music and writing lyrics definitely helps. So, I mean, don't be afraid to do, because you still are part of it. And without the words and the melodies, you've got nothing to play.
I feel like I'm first and foremost a songwriter. And I'm very glad that my voice doesn't suck so that I can also be a singer. But it's the songwriting that keeps me sane and keeps me feeling the most like me. And, you know, one of the songs that we want you to play, In Spite of You, is definitely comes from that place within me. You know, songwriter who's gone through some tough stuff and hopes that, you know, her songs will help other people going through tough stuff. And that's like, that's a beauty of music, especially, you know, contemporary music songs and everything, like, is that you can have a connection with your fans, and you might not even know about it, but you have something in common that you were brought together by a song you wrote. And that's my favorite thing about being a musician, definitely.
It's a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Ironically, I've got that one set queued up.
Awesome.
So why don't we go back to...
In Spite of You.
This one's for you, the one who pushed me around. This one's for you, the one who beat my spirit down. This goes out to you, the one who abused me. I'm singing straight to you, the one who clipped my
This is What's Happening. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford. I'm Mike.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Tia.
I'm Maverick.
And I'm Tanya.
And we are Flight of Fire.
And our number is 855-915-WMFO or...
WMFO. WMFO.org. And we are on Facebook as What's Happening.
Yeah, tune in, people.
So, in spite of you, the story behind the story...
Well, that song is extremely personal, obviously, about surviving abuse and coming out whole despite all of what happened, you know. And when we knew we wanted that song to be on the album, it was an important part of the concept, but I left it to the very last song to record in the studio because it's, you know, it's the most important thing for me that I've ever recorded, and I wanted it to be as good as it could. I was going through some bronchitis issues and stuff, so we put off that recording session until the last song, and I was so shy about recording it and that I had them set up like a little like kind of booth with the barriers around me. I was like stuck in this little barrier thing, all the lights off, and I took my shoes off, and they put a little carpet under my feet. Shout out to Soundscape Boston for, you know, doing this for me. Mm-hmm. And I was in my own little world with my with my beverages, and I just didn't want anyone to look at me while I was recording this song. You know, I get shy anyway while recording. Not on stage, but while recording, I get very shy because I'm very perfectionistic. But for this song, I literally hid myself away behind a bunch of walls. but I'm glad I did because it gave me the... you know, kind of the privacy, ironically, that I needed to really put the emotion into this song. And I'm really actually really proud of that recording. So, yeah.
We were all like in shock in
the
control room, just like, whoa, this is happening right now.
I was doing all this crazy stuff. Amazing. I was like holding parts of my body and like doing these weird poses. I don't want anyone to see that stuff. That's my most diva-ish moment I've ever had in my life.
But it worked.
Really worked. I feel really glad that I asked for what I needed for that song because I'm really proud of that recording. I can barely listen to it. I'm like, it's too real.
I know, it's too real most of the time.
Skip to Daughters of Venus.
So, again, let everybody know where you're playing next.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be playing next in Malden on August 12th. At Mix 360 with some awesome tribute bands. I believe it's a Alice in Chains tribute band and a Tool tribute band. And those bands are freaking sweet.
Yeah,
so I imagine the tribute bands are as well.
And Mix 360 is a really cool venue.
Yeah, it's really cool. Nice big stage, amazing sound, got great lights and everything. So it's gonna be a really good show. So, and it's in Malden, so it's close to here. And sort of. And then we've got Rock Off Main Street on August 25th in Natick, Iron Tail Saloon, Acton, Maine, August 26th, August 27th, West Sumner Music Festival in Sumner, Maine. On September 24th, we're going to be at the Alston Village Street Fair. We played it last year. It was so much fun. Really cool outdoor little mini festival there in Alston, obviously. I'm just going to list off the rest. September 29th, we're going to be at Katrina's in Gloucester. That's going to be really awesome.
Gloucester.
Excuse me. It has a U.
Yes, but you know, when... People come from other places, so I just wanted to... I wasn't correcting you.
I was just
assisting you.
We had a really great show in Balearica.
Balearica.
See, he doesn't even know what we're saying. Balearica.
God bless Balearica.
God bless Balearica.
And all its inhabitants.
That's like Leominster, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or.
It's just so weird.
Well.
And then September
30th.
What
were you thinking?
We're in Revere at Tap Fest 3, which is a really big music festival of three stages.
It's ooh, really and fun. We'll be in Cali.
Yeah,
in, right before the Alston Village Street Fair.
Nobody
September
says Cali.
Well, I'm not from there, so I can say it.
Okay. That's a hella good name for California.
We got Cali. Julie tuning in from Finland.
Wow.
Whoa.
Hi, Julie.
Tell them about us. We really want to get over there. Finland likes rock.
Yeah, we want to go to Finland and Sweden and, you know, Germany.
A matter of fact, contact them on their Facebook page. And
sorry.
get the music. No, get the music. Your music over to them.
Oh, you know what's great? Actually, I want to give a shout out to Ralphie's Music of the World. They've been. It's this really amazing radio kind of conglomeration of different European and UK, all over the world, radio DJs and different shows. And they have been kind enough to be playing tracks off of Path of the Phoenix all around the world for the last, like, 5 weeks.
It's awesome.
Really amazing.
Yes, seriously.
Thanks. So, thank you so much.
We feel very honored.
If you ever see this, we are still blown away that you are still playing our songs. So, great. Thank you.
So, have you graduated? Are you still in school?
We graduated.
Congratulations.
Yep. And thank you. Since we graduated, we actually have a lot more time to put towards the band, because Berkeley was, they were both film scoring majors, and I was doing composition and songwriting.
We were all very busy.
So we were super swamped. And now that we can actually tour without missing class and things like that, it's been good.
Well, geez, you're going to be meeting industry people in California.
Mm-hmm.
Scoring music.
I know, right?
In between.
Yeah.
Set up a few.
Might as well score a film while we're out there.
Yeah, anyone listening, we do have the skills. We all took jingle writing, you know. If you need any music for visual media, hit us up.
You know who to call.
Get everything out there.
Yeah.
All the things.
Because you know what? The best way to beat your ceiling is to go around it.
There you go.
Ooh.
There's like a staircase somewhere.
Open
the
door, just go outside.
Stairway to heaven, right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So, interesting song I've got queued up.
Mm. Which one do you got there?
Our Rager.
Oh, yeah, that's our Rager for sure.
Better Off Without You, in case anyone's wondering.
Yeah, he pointed at it, but you didn't see that. Yeah, so Better Off Without You is actually pretty much our first co-write. Me and Tia wrote that together.
Is it like a legit co-write?
Yeah, like usually, you know, we have one song mother and the other one's put their, you know, 10% in, but Tia and I were very angry one day about a situation that will not be mentioned, and we
let it all out in the form of sound.
We let it all out.
In the form of sound.
The form of song and dance.
Yep. And then we usually close with that song at our shows because it has a lot of really cool solos by the twins.
Dueling twin solos.
And our drummer, whoever that may be at the time. And
actually, sometimes we have twin battles.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, we solo at each other for this song. And more than once, I have fallen down due to losing to the power of Tanya's guitar. So I guess
it's very humble of you.
Sometimes she beats me in the solo battles.
Yeah, I
but
guess
there's
when you
still
fall over.
A lot more time.
Shout out to the amazing crowd members who helped pick Tia up.
This one time I was blown away by Tanya's guitar skills.
Well, Tanya also had her like freaking foot on your knee.
I fell on the ground. I was kneeling on the ground, bowing to Tanya's greatness. And when the solos were over, I tried to get up, but my foot was like wedged under a monitor wedge. And so I fell down on my back. And all of a sudden, the fans picked me up and just like got me on my feet. So I didn't have to do a thing.
I was so spinal tap.
It's interesting. You lost the battle, but won the war.
Yeah, how about that?
That's right.
The fans felt sad.
The cavalry came in.
they picked me up. I don't even know how it happened. I just like suddenly was standing up.
I know, and unfortunately, the video we have, we have a lot of videos of our release show, but there's one where you can just sort of seeing it happen.
You're
at the, like edge
fly
of the screen.
Magically. Tia suddenly appears.
Why don't we go to the song?
Awesome.
Okay, so picture that.
Better Off Without You.
You suck!
This is Flight of Fire, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford.
Wow, that was pretty cool.
Hey, this is Flight of Fire, and you're listening to What's Happening on WMFO 91.5 Medford.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we redo the first one?
I don't know. It's up to you guys.
No, it sounded great.
All right. I said some of the wrong stuff. I didn't say the wrong stuff.
No, you didn't. Let everybody know where to find you.
Well, if you go on www.flightoffire.com, it links to all our social media. And if you go on any popular social media site and search for Flight of Fire, you will find us.
We got Facebook. Instagram.
Instagram.
Twitter.
SoundCloud.
YouTube. Reverb Nation.
And where's the best place? At one of your gigs.
Right. Yes, at one of our gigs, which you can find on our Bands in Town, which is on our website, which is on our Facebook.
Name of your album.
Flight of Fire, Path of the Fiend.